Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You guys are listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Appreciate you joining me. We have a little bit of a format change in this week's show. And this format change was the brainchild of one of our best friends in the industry, and that is a lady who lives back in New Jersey, Laura Stein. Laura is very, very active in the industry, you know, and she cornered me when we were at the Cambridge House Resource Investment Conference, and she said, Al, these 9-minute segments, nobody can get into anything important in that short a period of time. You really, really need to reformat the program so that each segment lasts half an hour. Well, guess what, Laura and everyone else listening? That's what we're doing. I'm going to start out right now with two of my favorite guests on the show, and that is John Kaiser of the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report and Marshall Beryl, who is the co-founder and co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. We are going to be chatting about the state of the resource market today. Gentlemen, it is as bad today as I have ever seen it. And John, as you are aware, I started my company back in 1982. We've seen some real ups and downs since that time. The downtrend that's going right now on in the resource sector really is as bad as I have ever seen it. But I think there's a natural reason, for lack of better terms, that we have a market that's as depressed as it is right now. And John, I think you hit the nail on the head a number of months ago when you said 500 to 600 of the companies listed on the TSX Venture Exchange, which is home, quite frankly, to the junior resource market for the most part, do not deserve to be public companies. I agree with you 1,000%. John, let's use that as a starting point.
These companies that I describe as being potentially doomed are companies that have less than $200,000 working capital. That's about as much as it requires to stay alive as a publicly listed company doing absolutely nothing. And in the current market climate, if you're a junior and you don't have a plan for doing anything to create new wealth for your shareholders, nobody is going to give you a limit, a nickel, which is why I expect 500 companies to just dwindle, wither away, and disappear on us.
Something that's happened over the past 12 months or so, according to a friend of all of ours, Sean Gibson, who raises money for these little companies and does a very effective job, I might add, he said, you know, the thing that I've seen of late that really, really bothers me is I'm seeing management of many of these little companies giving themselves raise upon raise upon raise. And he said, you know, all that's doing is basically, I don't want to say killing the goose that laid the golden egg, but God, that's kind of what I mean. Do you guys have any comments on that?
Well, this is Marshall Beryl. I think that's the case with some of them. You're also seeing option grants given at these very low prices that the stocks are at. And in the case of some companies, it may make some sense. They're bringing on new people to support the management team, to make it better, to make it more relevant to the markets that we have today. That may make some sense, but there are some cases that I've seen where you say all they're doing is trying to take advantage of the fact that the prices are extremely low, and is that going to work? Is that going to help the shareholders? And at times it's doubtful.
A lot of the companies have real people doing real work, and the companies were forced to pay them competitive wages. The ones where it's atrocious is the companies that aren't really doing anything, who give themselves salaries. They accrue these management fees. They let the stock go down to next to nothing. They do the rollback, and then eventually they convert all that accrued management fees for doing nothing into very cheap paper. And these are the companies hoping for a turnaround the next cycle where they will have been rewarded with controlling the majority of the stock that exists in a company that they can ride on the coattails of the next cycle.
John has done some excellent work with regards to looking at these companies and analyzing the industry and where it's at. And when he says that, you know, roughly one-third of the Toronto Venture Exchange companies are going to be out of business, say, over the next 12 months, and it may not be out of business. They may just go dormant, lose their listing because they're not paying their filing fees. They're not paying their lawyers and their accountants, and they're not paying to hold an annual meeting. And those are the kinds of expenses that add up to the roughly $150,000, $200,000 a year it takes to keep a company on the Toronto Venture Exchange or on a U.S. exchange. The companies that don't have that kind of money aren't going to make it, and they'll get delisted, and they may survive in another Netherland at a few pennies or a few fractions of a penny a cent. I think what your listeners, Al, need to focus on is which of the companies are going to make it. What are the factors that are involved in the current market environment that are going to be able to survive and ultimately prosper? There's no question the price of the commodities themselves are either down or they're consolidating. Gold, you can argue whether it's up or it's down. It's been up for 12 years. It went from $275 an ounce to, say, currently $1,550 to $1,600. It's been as high as $1,900. You know, so is gold up or down? Regardless of whether it's up or down, it is where it is. And the companies who depend on the price of gold, or where the investors are looking at the price of gold for the perception of what the companies are going to do, is where you need to focus. You've got the major companies, the Newmonts and the Barricks. You have the intermediate-sized companies that are producing 100,000 to, say, 1 million ounces of gold a year. And then you have either the small producers or the exploratory companies. They're all in a different category with regards to the investment public these days, and it's going to take different aspects to change the market perception for each of those types of companies and where it's going to go from here.
I've always had a lot of respect for John's opinion, but I got to tell you, in this case, my respect is about doubled, and I'll tell you why. When you really stop and think about it, why would any investor in their right mind want to invest in any company that fell into the category that you discussed? I mean, anybody who doesn't do their own serious due diligence before writing a check for, I don't care if it's as little as $1,000 or as much as $500,000 to invest in one of these deals. If you see the type of environment that we're talking about here going on, why in the hell would you put money into it? I don't get it.
Right now I've got listed out of 1,800 companies, TSX and TSX Venture, 675 have less than 200,000 working capital.
Right.
Now, not all of those companies are doomed. Within there are the legitimate companies,
sure,
who are the bottom fishing targets for the vulture capitalists out there who are now sifting through these companies. Some of them actually have ounces and pounds in the ground and have been working hard to advance the feasibility of these projects, but they've simply run out of money. We're ending the second year of the bear market that began in April 2011. And this time is a bit different from the 1998 to 2002 period, where all these companies did go dormant. We had weak metal prices, and we had the disappointment of Briex. This time we still have relatively strong metal prices, but the bar has been raised as to what counts as a serious company. And when we come out of this bear trough, which we eventually will, I think sooner than others believe, the market is going to focus on those companies which have real management teams, which have perhaps assets that are still intact, that all they need is extra exploration capital to become alive again, and also a group of companies which have been out of favor for more than a decade.
John, I got to interrupt you just for a second. I'm going to take a break. Big Al, John Kaiser, and Marshall Barrow are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, John, you have made a number of comments when we visited with each other at conferences of late, and you and I and Marshall have had this discussion more than just once, I might add, but you have said that you feel that the Western economies, and let's just talk about the U.S. economy right now, the Western economies are strengthening, and you think that's going to be good for the resource stock market. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I'm of the view that a country like the United States, insofar as it has a strong economy, makes the rest of the world stronger, and given the nature of the emerging economies such as India, China, and Brazil, they will gain disproportionately on the backs of America, which is still the host economy, while these economies are parasite economies. So the strength of the U.S. economy will tow the others out of the mess and enable them to eventually, in 15 years, China will have a bigger economy. That makes for a very different future. It makes for a probably a turbulent world, and it gives Americans reason to think about self-sufficiency in other commodity areas beyond oil and gas, where we've had our shale revolution, which is not just getting rid of our dependency on importing oil, but is also creating a reason to move manufacturing back to the American shores, where they can take advantage of cheap electricity while the costs rise over there. I think when the American investor, especially the retail investor, starts moving its $9 trillion currently parked in savings deposits earning nothing back into the market, some of it is going to be earmarked for reestablishing America's extraction capability, and the juniors are well positioned to lead the charge in achieving that goal.
You know, Paul Van Eden mentioned that when he and I were chatting at a conference back in Chicago back in September. That remark on his part wasn't well received by a lot of people. But, Marshall, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's very true. I mean, if you're talking about growth of economies, or whether it's the U.S. or Europe or China or Japan, Brazil, anywhere around the world, growth requires basic building materials. And those basic building materials, when you come down to it, are commodities. It's copper. It's various of the strategic metals, vanadium and antimony and gallium and the rare earth metals. It takes oil and gas for doing the manufacturing. Silver is thought of as the poor man's gold, and it is basic has uses of 50% for investment purposes, but 50% is industrial uses. All the technology equipment, the iPhones and iPads and tablets and on and on and on are using silver. Gold is somewhat different, but gold has its own place in the world. And as the growth continues, you need these building blocks. You need these various commodities. So in my mind, there's no question that John's correct, that as the economies around the world improve, and it's certainly led by the United States and will continue to be for some number of years, China's getting bigger, Japan, seems to be coming back as a growing economy. It's never gone away as an economy. Europe continues to make some progress, slow, but make some progress. All of these things need commodities. And so it's going to be very important. And people who are investors, not traders, I'm not talking about trading and trying to figure out what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the next week. But where you're investing, you want to look at these various commodities and the companies that are exploring for them and producing them, because those companies are leveraged to the commodities themselves and will do well if you're looking at investment for the longer term. And by longer term, I'm talking about maybe 6 months, but particularly 12, 18, 24 months and beyond.
Well, you know, I have a question for both you guys in light of what you just said. Where does that leave gold and silver? I mean, silver, you could say, well, it leaves it just fine because silver is an industrial metal. But where does that leave gold? John, jump in, will you, bud?
Well, gold I view as an insurance policy against uncertainty in the future.
Sure.
Now, the main narrative right now is gold hedges against inflation. But right now, all the gold that exists, its value is about 12% of GDP. When we had a period of extreme stress, which was 1980, when it looked like America was losing it, and gold spiked to 850, the 3.2 billion ounces in existence back then were 26% of GDP. For today, an equivalent stress level would be about $3,400 gold. And I see that in the past decade, I mean, gold basically bottomed in terms of being a percentage of GDP. It was 4% in 2001. Before 9/11 happened. After that, it has risen steadily, and I think it's stable at these levels. And I see as global GDP grows, and even with increased production from gold, this level of anxiety of, say, 10 to 14%, it's going to stay with us because we're heading to a period where the U.S. gold dollar ceases to be the sole reserve currency. And whenever there are competing major reserve currencies, and the RMB of China is the obvious candidate down the road, the global situation becomes turbulent. So I see all the serious buying, not this little short-term buying in gold, but the serious long-term buying as being there to hold for the long term. They won't care if gold retreats back to $1,300, $1,400 in some sort of panic sell-off. There is long-term real accumulation going forward. And that will result in a higher real price, because it's a higher real price where that leverage Marshall refers to with regard to the juniors kicks in. So I'm a gold bull, not going to the moon in the short term because of inflation, but heading steadily higher in real term with the possibility of a geopolitically driven spike to, say, $2,500, maybe even $3,000, if, for example, North Korea starts to actually act on all its bellicose statements.
Go ahead, Mark.
What supports what John just said, and I certainly agree with what John just said, is not what some hedge fund manager is buying or selling, you know, at the moment, but you look at the central governments of the world that are adding, have been adding for the last 3 years to their gold reserves after selling off net sellers for 20 years.
Right.
And that was the 20-year decline for gold. The last 3 years, now gold's been going up for 12 years. We happen with the Compass Fund happen to think this will be the 13th year by the time we reach the end of 2013. But the central banks are adding to their gold reserves, whether it's China or Turkey or Brazil or Russia. They're net buyers. And that is not a short-term phenomena. That's likely to continue for a decade or two. And that's where some of the demand is coming from. Other of the demand is coming from individuals who want to own gold, whether it's in the form of coins or bullions or an ETF, or what is our preference with the Encompass Fund is stocks. They're involved in discovering and producing gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break here. We're going to be right back with Marshall Barrel and John Kaiser.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to Big Al, John Kaiser, and Marshall Barrel. I got to tell you, it's a pleasure having guys like these on the show because not only are they very, very successful, important players in our industry, but I have to admit, these are two guys that, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know where I would go and what direction with the show if it wasn't for really great opinions like these, knowledgeable opinions, let me say. John, let's talk about the role that China plays in the value of an ounce of gold right now.
You know, Marshall mentioned that the official sector has started buying gold, but it has been doing this on a relatively small scale. And that is because China has not reported its gold holdings since early 2009 when it announced that it had 34 million ounces, which was double what it had before. That put it in sixth place, but far behind the United States, which has 262 million ounces, supposedly in Fort Knox. Since then, China has emerged as the world's largest gold producer. Last year, they produced 12 million ounces, and the central bank buys every ounce that is produced in China. So if you add up all China's production since 2009, that would add 45 million. If China were to report today what its gold central bank gold holdings were, it would jump to 80 million ounces behind the United States, Germany, and IMF. They don't really want to do that because everybody else will get it and say, oh, we other central banks all need to own more gold. Because if we are heading into this interregnum of unstable reserve currencies, everybody will want to have gold as part of their central bank foreign reserve. And I think somewhere in the next year we're going to hear what China's latest gold reserves are, and that's going to be the trigger where we have gold pull out of the current slump that it's in.
I think you've got a really good point, John. You know, but I think there's one other thing that a lot of people don't consider. But, you know, I devote a lot of our show. I would say now that Jeff is involved with us here, I would have to say that probably 50% of our show is involved in political issues. A lot of people put a lot of the political issues that we're involved in into the category of quote-unquote conspiracy theory, what have you. But a subject that has come to my attention of late, and I'm not looking for an agreement or a disagreement on this necessarily, because I think that's a whole different subject, but there is more and more talk coming out about a cashless society on a worldwide basis, on an international basis. Now, whether or not you think we could evolve into that direction or not isn't the question here. But the question here is, if you have a total cashless society, which I believe will occur, I mean, I think anybody who argues today that we don't have a cashless society to a large extent is absolutely crazy, because we do. Okay? I mean, doesn't matter, not even worth going into right now. But if society evolves to an acknowledged cashless society, okay, I would maintain that this would be incredibly positive for gold, simply because you have to have some basis of value. I think the Chinese actions, John, as you brought out, this is something I've been following since about 2005, 2006. I think that they perhaps see things going in that direction, and I got to tell you, stop and think about it. That, too, bodes very well for gold. Comments?
Well, a cashless society is one where all your wealth is denominated in digital terms.
Correct.
Which can all be centrally controlled and turned off.
Sure.
So the authorities would love a cashless society where your ability to pay for anything requires you to log on to the network,
mm-hmm.
which they have complete surveillance over.
Sure.
They can just shut you off and throw you out into the wilderness where there is no cash, and that's where you're going to have to then live with your whatever guns and gold coins and whatever. And
right.
And in such a world where there's no exchange of anything, I don't know. I can't even imagine a world like that.
Well, I think it's a possibility, and I think it's only one of the many things that bodes well for the future price of gold. We're going to have more on this particular topic, you know, in the weeks ahead. But, you know, getting back to the value of an ounce of gold, you know, John, I remember when gold was trading at $500 an ounce or thereabouts, people were saying, my God, what's going to happen if it drops any lower? It can't possibly go any higher than $500. An ounce, what's going to happen to the value of these little companies when the price of gold goes lower?
There are two groups that are affected, or would be affected. One group are those which have ounces in the ground that are busy trying to demonstrate the feasibility of those ounces as a mine at the current prices. If we see gold drop to, say, $1,300, $1,200, these will end up going lower. However, we are aware that there are large entities on the sidelines carefully studying all these companies, and some of these are Chinese state-owned entities who are looking to basically scoop in and grab these companies. And then there's also the mid-tier and even the senior producers who would be looking to act. So I think a drop like that would probably unleash a mergers and acquisition binge from two major quarters in the world. And we might even see a V-shaped rebound, because nobody expects gold to drop seriously below $1,300 back to the old days. The costs are now $1,500 an ounce worldwide for barrick. And that means no mine production at those prices way down there.
Yeah, if it even gets down to $1,300, which right now gold is holding very well. When you look at it, and we're not technicians, but you look at a chart and you see gold is holding in there. The low for a number of months last year was 1540. Right now it's holding in at the 1560 to 1600 level. And what'll happen, following up on what John just said, and I certainly agree with that, but what'll happen is that the rising tide is not going to lift all the boats, but those companies that have the good projects, that have good assets, that have good management, will either survive and prosper or get taken out, and many of them will get taken out. And that's going on now. You're seeing the mid-tier companies buying the smaller companies to add to their production growth. There's some M&A going on or attempted to go on with the larger companies. In copper, it's First Quantum and InMet, where First Quantum wants to acquire InMet, and InMet is resisting at this point. But those types of activities are underway and would increase if the commodity price went down, not to 500, because, and that's really hard to believe it's going to. And if it did, there's a lot of other issues with regards to the markets in the world. But what you're going to see is that those companies that have, and this is what you, what investors really need to focus on is the management and the asset and the jurisdiction they're in. There are countries around the world where there's increasing geopolitical problems, the jurisdiction they're in, and the type of project, and how much is it going to cost to grow that project or that mine, if it's currently a mine, or to get it to the point where it's a mine, if it's in the construction and development process, the environmental issues, the permitting issues. But those companies, and there are a number of them out there, and it's what we all look for, are going to be successful in that environment, either on their own or probably more particularly if it's a junior company, as part of a larger company.
Now, these companies you're talking about, Marshall, are the ones into which $5, $10, $20, $50, sometimes $100 million has already been invested in terms of adding value by infill drilling, feasibility studies, and so on. The other group that I think whose time is about to come is the exploration junior, which has been in a bear market for the past decade when all the focus was on rethinking the failures of past explorations.
And ladies and gentlemen, got to interrupt John just for a second. We're going to be talking about that sector to wrap up this discussion. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with John Kaiser, Marshall Barrow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Okay, here to wrap up what I think is a fascinating discussion given the environment that we're working in right now, those of us who are interested in investing in resource companies. John, the logical place to wrap up this discussion is something that you have brought up many, many times, and that's that you think that the next chapter for success in our particular industry isn't necessarily going to be with the mid-tier, I would say, development stage companies, the higher tier production stage companies, but you think the real money is to be made by those folks who invest in the junior resource exploration sector. Can you talk about that?
The fear hanging over the market right now is that we may see gold grind lower a couple hundred dollars. This would be a temporary phenomenon, but while it happens, the advanced companies that have spent $5, $10, $20, $50 million or more on their projects, they will be in trouble. They will be in danger of being taken over too cheaply by the Chinese companies as well as the existing mid-tier and senior producers. But even a couple hundred dollars lower from the current levels is still a pretty good gold price, especially if you are exploring for new gold deposits. And I think the next wave will be discovery exploration, which has not really been in vogue since the big BRIEX disappointment in 1998. And I think the place where this wave is going to start is right here in Nevada, which has already produced 200 million ounces, is one of the richest gold regions in the world. And there's reason to believe there are several hundred million more ounces left to be found. And these are not under on-ground control by Barrick and Newmont. So I'm expecting a wave of exploration driven by the juniors to start looking for America's missing gold, which will certainly come in handy over the next 15 years if we see nations like China become bigger and bigger parts of the global economy.
I know, Marshall, you've got an opinion on this one. You know, Kathy and I are investors in your Encompass fund, and I don't want to say all of the stocks in that fund, but certainly a large percentage of the stocks in that fund are in the resource sector. All right, do you agree or disagree with Kaiser? I'll bet you agree with him.
No, I agree. I certainly agree with John to a degree. I'm not sure that the exploration companies are going to be rewarded in the marketplace as soon as the near-term producers and producers are rewarded. And by when I say rewarded, I mean the stock prices go up. At this point in time, The investing public seems to be extremely wary, even though the Dow and the S&P are at all-time highs, and gold is holding up there, and silver. But the investing public is very wary. So I think that the investment dollars are going to go initially into the current producers and the very near-term producers, and then we'll get to the exploration companies. But that's certainly where your maximum return is going to be. But it's going to require, in our opinion, some patience. At the end of 2008, the Encompass Fund had a very, very bad 2008, as had most funds and most investors. 2009, we were down 67% in Encompass Fund in 2008. 2009, we were up 137%. 2010, we were up 60%. And past performance is no indication of future results. And the last couple of years, the fund has not done well because we do have a lot of junior mining companies. But it seems to us and looks and feels to us that we are at that same kind of time frame as we were at the end of 2008. These companies, you look at them, and they are selling, a number of them are selling for cash or less. They are not selling for what the value of their assets would indicate they should be. It is what it is, and there are a number of companies that are not going to make it, as John has pointed out, and as is the case, but there are some of those companies that are going to make it, and that's what the investors need to look at and focus on. The gold's not going, it's not going to disappear. It hasn't disappeared for 6,000 years, it's not going to now. And it's going to, over time, head higher, as is silver, and our most any other commodity. And that's where the investors need to be looking, is those companies that can survive this period of time and then be successful, and some of them extremely successful, stock market-wise, over the coming months and years.
John, let me ask you a question. And the reason I want to direct this towards you right now is because you have been very, very accurate in your Kaiser Bottom Fishing report for an awfully long time now. I mean, you know how to separate the wheat from the chaff. There's no question about that. When do you think this turn is going to come? I mean, I know that's a kind of an out-of-the-blue question, et cetera, but just gut-level feeling, all the years of experience that you've had in the industry, what are you thinking?
Well, for a major turnaround in the resource juniors and even the producers, we would need a resumption of a serious uptrend in the price of gold. I'm not sure that such a strong uptrend is in the cards in the short term. I think a resurgent American economy is in the cards, and it's going to take a while for the market to get its head around the idea that a strong America is actually good for gold. I agree with Marshall that we will see these advanced companies undergo 100 to 200% bounces in the next while, simply with gold stabilizing and going back into the $1,600-$1,700 range, where the market simply accepts a Paul Van Eeden type of prediction of $900 gold is just not going to happen. The reason I think the juniors that are pure exploration juniors will flourish is that in this type of bear market, if you get one discovery where you get a 10, 20, 50 bagger from a little obscure junior that makes a discovery and it's got a story that allows itself to be replicated, like, say, finding a gold under the gravels in Nevada outside the main trends, that will turn the glass half full for all the juniors who end up getting a piece of this area. And that's where this, just a tiny fraction of the money that's very risk-averse and parked in all those 0.2% savings accounts, when that starts to migrate into this tiny, very oversold sector, we will get a boomlet of sorts. We always get these types of boomlets in these bear market bottoms. For the type of broader-based rally that Marshall's looking for, we need the macroeconomic indicators to be stronger than they are now.
And it's Nevada, it's the Yukon, both Canadian Yukon and Alaskan Yukon. It's other parts of Canada. It may be Idaho. These are the areas where there is a lot of exploration going on. Some discoveries have been made. It's likely to indicate that there is far more gold and silver and copper and molybdenum in these areas than is presently thought, and that's going to be reflected by these exploratory juniors that John's talking about. Along those lines, people need to be very cautious and wary about where their company's projects are. There is increasingly difficulties in various countries around the world due to the local peoples or nationalization or the government or increased taxes or increased royalties that is making it more difficult in various parts of the world to be have a successful mining operation. And that needs to be considered by investors.
Throw in Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and you know, even California. Sutter Gold is getting its old mother lode deposit or system back into production. Once it's underground, it'll be able to do underground drilling and go chase the mother lode veins that followed the gold that blossomed after the gold rush in the 19th century. Go track those down hundreds and hundreds of meters and turn California back into a serious gold producer. Imagine that.
Nevada, I agree 100%. Idaho, I agree 100%. Oregon, I agree 100%. I got to tell you, nothing would make me happier than to see California get back in the forefront again as it had been in the past. The gold mining industry in the United States started, for all practical purposes, with the 49ers. And I'm not talking about the football team, Marshall. I mean, California has a plethora of really great assets out there, and I would assume that they probably have a plethora of undiscovered assets yet. It's very interesting that you mentioned Sutter Gold. I find Sutter Gold to be a very intriguing company. It was brought to my attention by the lady who suggested that we perhaps change the time structure of our show, Laura Stein. Laura has been following Sutter Gold for quite some time right now. I think it would be absolutely wonderful to see this company continue along the very successful lines that it has been taking so far. Gentlemen, I thank you very much for your participation. This has not been an experiment. This has been a reality as to the way the timing of the show is going to go into the future. I agree 100%. When you discuss topics like this, you need more than 8 or 10 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. HouseLogic.com.